Hello, everybody. We have just had the most marvellous concert in Waterbury in Connecticut, in an absolutely breathtaking theatre which was closed for 20 years and kind of mothballed. And then through the beneficence of a donor, £20 million was found, or $20 million, I should say, found, and the place got a marvellous facelift. So I would recommend that you go on to Google, put in Waterbury Palace Theatre, and just look at the pictures there, and you'll get a view of a wonderful, wonderful theatre, the likes of which you couldn't see, I think, anywhere in the British Isles. just real glitz and glamour and breathtaking. They've made adjustments to the back wall of the theatre, and they have bought and extended the theatre to provide exquisite, first-class backstage facilities for artists. So the concert went tonight, we had a great band and we had a great artist in Heather O'Connor. I'm going to hand over now to our correspondent from Ballymena, David DeLargy, a.k.a. Liam Neeson's lookalike.
Well, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what we did before we went to the concert. We had a wander around the town, and one of the first things that we saw was the Elton Hotel. And from the balcony of the Elton Hotel, John F. Kennedy made a speech as part of his election campaign back in 1963, not very long before he was assassinated. So it was quite a poignant moment for us to stand there in that spot where he had been. And of course, today is the anniversary of his assassination. So a day of poignant memories in some respects. We also went along to visit the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, the most beautiful basilica, and we were very fortunate in that our visit coincided with the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, so we were able to spend a little bit of time there in prayer, praying for all our various donors and benefactors and supporters and all our particular intentions. So, a nice time. Waterbury is... it's a little bit run down, I might say. There's a lot of deprivation here. I think the economy is not very good. A lot of the shops all closed up, and it looks a bit derelict. So it's amazing in a town like that to have such a wonderful, amazing theatre such as the Palace Theatre. In any case, I'm going to hand you across here now to Martin, who's gagging here to say something to you.
Yes, well, we had a very, very enjoyable stay today. We actually met a man who was there on the day when JFK actually came to the balcony in the Elton, and he spoke to us about the past industries of Waterbury itself. But we've had a wonderful evening in the actual Palace Theatre. Staff were most accommodating and very welcoming. It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful theatre. The concert went extremely well. The band were excellent. And then afterwards we had the opportunity, after the concert itself, of going upstairs to meet and greet a lot of people, particularly those who were from the PBS, and we met Archbishop Cronin, and I think maybe it was the secretary, Father Monsignor McGinty. So it was a very, very enjoyable experience meeting everybody afterwards. Very, very enjoyable, very pleasant and very warm. So with that and those thoughts from all three of us, we leave you in Waterbury here, and we are moving on tomorrow morning by bus down towards Washington, D.C. to catch the plane to Corpus Christi. God bless. Bye.